You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and we've got my good friend from New York, Dante Victorian. He's the founder and CEO of the Victoria Group in New York for more than 30 years. Dante's been running his group, which has broad experience in working with companies of various sizes to fulfill their financial needs. Welcome back, Dante.
Hey, brother, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Rumor has it we might put our snow shovels away next week, too.
Yeah, God forbid.
I'm sure yet.
God forbid. I heard there's something programmed for June to come at you after this winter. It's ridiculous.
So I may be down by you. I mean, I don't know if I'm cool enough to live in Miami. I might have to live with the old people in a suburb or something. But
nah, you can come down to Miami. The Altacockers now live downtown. You got no problem living down here. In fact, they're just developing a over 55 building out in downtown Doral. So there's lots of places. All you need is suntan lotion and some sunglasses, Dante.
There we go. I got some sunglasses. There we go, brother.
Well, there you go. Now, come on down here and sports. So listen, we framed this up as a comment on what the impact on Main Street and Wall Street is of tax reform. It's all yours. Go for it.
Big stuff. And, you know, this is a long time coming. And you know as well as everybody else has and your listeners too, to be successful in business, you have to compete. And when you have a company in our country paying 35%, and I wish I was paying 35% corporate tax. I bet you do too. Pay more actually. And you're competing with China, who doesn't pay any taxes. Why wouldn't a company export their jobs, export their manufacturing? What Trump is doing now, he's just jump-starting our economy, and this is the first step. The tariffs you've seen coming on, this is going to stimulate more manufacturing. I know it's a foreign word in our country, but now it's going to stimulate manufacturing in our country, and the trickle-down effect is going to happen. You're going to see it immediately, but you're going to see it 3 to 5 years later, and how it's going to affect your listeners on Wall Street. They're going to have more money in their pocket.
Well, let me tell you about
job
a call
creation.
Yeah, but let me tell you about a call I just got. I was talking. Somebody's trying to promote somebody to be on my show. And we're actually going to have them. They're promoting the China Textile Fair here. It's going to happen next month. But what's going on is they used to have a very, very strong textile and fabric industry down here. Made a lot of clothing. That all disappeared. And now it's going to come back, and it's going to come back because you've got this inexpensive investment money coming in looking to start it up here. It's absolutely fascinating how things have gone full circle. So, yeah, it's happening. There is becoming a manufacturing revolution in the U.S., and I've got to tell you, it doesn't have to be dirty. It can be clean.
Of course. You know, Jim, this is the first time in our lifetime, we're approximately the same age, that we've actually had a man in the White House that has business experience and isn't a career politician. And it's not a knock on the politicians, but you can't just make a decision unilaterally if you have no experience. It's a guy who's run companies, who has failed at companies, who has succeeded at companies. He's been all over the place. So he knows the ins, the outs, the ups and downs. He knows what to do when something's not working, and he's not afraid to do it. And that's the beauty of it, as I see it anyway. You're going to stimulate our economy. You're going to put more money in people's pockets. And the days of, you know, my great-grandmother putting money in her mattress or her coffee can, long gone.
No, I agree with you. Look, it's very hard. I was talking to somebody. I have another client. Client's 80 years old. He goes, I'm still trying to make a living. I go, dude, you're 80 years old. He goes, I'm still trying to save money. I'm still trying to put it away. It's not that easy to get to the next level here in our economy. Now, we don't talk politics a lot on our show, but I think today, given our topic, it's not such a bad idea. So I agree with you, Dante. I think that we really are benefiting from having somebody that takes a different approach in the White House. Doesn't mean I'm a Trumper. I'm actually kind of purple. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I vote for somebody that's going to function and make our world function. And that's very common knowledge in our business world. I think that Trump added another 2 years to our boom cycle that's already been 10. It's going to become a record boom. I'm excited about that. There's still runway left.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you said it right. I'm purple also, and I'm always lean to the right. You know, that's kind of the way it is with me anyway. In my
I have a doctor that can fix that.
Can you do anything with that bald spot in the back of my head?
Huh? But, yeah, I got a paint can right here. If you come on down, I was trying to fix mine on, too. I just don't have enough hair anymore, so I'm just letting it go. But, Dante, so what's going on there? What are you seeing there, and what do you think is going to happen?
It's great because now you have people. We can't afford to support our country. So it's a dirty word, that four-letter word, work. Give people jobs. I really believe in my heart of hearts, if you give an American a job and an opportunity, he's not going to say no. He's not going to sit back and just wait for a check in his mailbox or deposit into his account. He wants to work. We want to work. We're working people. And the more you work, the more you earn. Well, it seems to have gotten lost in the translation over the last, 12 to 18 years. But it's coming back, and it's come back very loud and very clear up on Wall Street anyway.
So then now that we've got the change in corporate taxes, you're seeing people are onshoring more. They're bringing back money. You saw all these announcements about people making big CapEx investments and things like that. They're creating jobs. So what do you think is going to be next? What do you see? What's the impact on Main Street from all this?
What's going to happen? And, Trump is not a foolish man. He's, the headlines say, he's cutting taxes. And the naysayers say, he's cutting taxes. Sure, he's helping his friends. You got to read the fine print. He's told corporations, listen, you're going to get tax breaks. You're not going to be able to buy back your own stock and retire it into your coffers. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. You're going to get penalized for that.
So, there are
stringent rules to these tax cuts. So you have to invest in R&D, and the more you invest in R&D, you're going to have to create jobs. If you're going to develop products, you have to have people to manufacture for yourself. You're going to take yourself, you're going to create more jobs to the guy on Main Street, and you're going to be manufacturing things in this country. So, I mean, up here in New York, we have, on any Main Street, you have everybody's trying to sell somebody something else. We don't make anything. You have restaurants and diners and, dry cleaners and banks. We don't make anything. Now we're going to start making things. It's not going to happen overnight. But imagine if you made a television in the United States. We used to. If you make cars or whatever.
Look, we do make cars. We make a lot of good things here. And the fact is that now manufacturing can be a lot cleaner given technology. I think that they can bring these jobs back. They can increase the technological and innovation. And I think it's really great for the United States. We've got a thing going on here in a couple of weeks called Emerge Americas, where they bring a whole bunch of technology people together and have collisions. And I just drove by a driverless car yesterday. Of course, it had drivers in it. And you look at it, and it's got this really clunky thing on top, and it looks really herky-jerky. I guarantee you, in 5 years, the thing will be as big as my phone that sits on top of that thing.
Perfect. Right? Exactly.
And that's going to bring a lot of jobs.
Sure will. And service jobs as well. But, you had the big thing in northern Florida not too long ago with the solar panel manufacturers. They had a deal. Our country, people don't realize, we pay a tremendous amount of tax dollars to farmers all over our country not to grow crops.
Well, sure. That's what you used to learn in civics. They just don't teach a lot of civics anymore.
Right. And they're paying you to rent your land and put up solar panels or air turbines. Those days are over. You're going to have to work, and you're going to have to turn that land of yours into a working entity to make a living. And it's cheaper for the country, and it creates jobs. And if you don't create jobs for your people, you have nothing. If you don't have a workforce, you have nothing. And in my opinion, again, I don't want to be a rah-rah guy, but I am. We have the best workers in the world. You can't tell me our people aren't as qualified or not more qualified than anybody else on the planet. I don't buy it.
Well,
we've gotten lazy, gotten fat, but we get back.
Well, I think that if they create the appropriate rewards so that people have an alignment of interest with moving the country forward, I think that that's what we're really looking to do. Now, we've only got about a minute left, Dante, so I want to give you the last shot. I want you to give your bottom line, your baseline. What do you think we need to be aware of coming up?
The tariff is going to be a big, big deal. And I think what happens is people get frightened. Well, China's going to swing back. And I said this on a station not too long ago. What can China do? China exports more stuff to our country than anywhere else.
Yeah, we were 17%.
You want to put China out of
business? 17%.
Stop buying the products. Simple as that.
I really think that all this is that we're creating a negotiating room, and it's something that I think, again, now we don't talk a lot of politics, but I do think somebody needs to slap China around a little bit, because what they've been doing is absolutely disgusting. We need to make sure that the world is tilted appropriately. I don't mind competing with anybody as long as we can compete fairly.
Level field. Level field is good. Competition is good. No. And listen, if China can make something as good as we can and it's cheaper, good for them.
Yeah, as long as they invented it themselves without our intellectual property.
Our patents and things like that. That's a whole other story. Next time I come on.
Yeah, well, listen, I want to thank you for coming in and bringing your energy and your positive energy and stuff. We're going to have you on again in a couple of weeks. I want you to send me an email. We'll coordinate and get that all again. But it's always great having our New York view from our good friend Dante Victoria. Dante, I want to thank you so much. If people want to get more information about you or what you do up there, or how do they find you?
TheVictoriaGroup.com. Tell you all about it. You can see my picture up there, but, you know. Don't go too hard on that.
That's all right. That's why you have sunscreen and sunglasses, Dante.
There you go, brother.
Come visit me. Come say hello. Come meet Mrs. Freed, who is, by the way, doing great, and thank you so much for all your help.
Oh, no problem. Tell Viv I said hello. Send our love.
We will. We love you, Dante. We will talk to Dante again in a few weeks. It's Dante Victoria, the Victoria Group.